Yes, indeed. And we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to welcome you to our practicum on creating money. And this is where we begin. Today, we invite you to imagine what you really want. In so doing, you are giving even more attention to your imagination and to the intentional nature of your imagination than you did in our exercise that we offered yesterday. Today is a good day to take the bits and pieces of contrast that you picked up while imagining whatever it is that came to your mind and whatever it is that you wanted to have happen in the future. Today is the day to pick up the bits and pieces of contrast and to really say, this is what I want. This is what floats my boat. This is what feels better to me. Now, even if you can't quite figure out how it's going to happen, and in fact, we would say, particularly if you cannot figure out how it's going to happen, which really is none of your business to start off with, today is a really good day to just imagine what it is that you really want. So again, we're going to invite you to go back to that chair, perhaps in a nice little nook in a window overlooking some wonderful view, or in a nice quiet place where you won't be disturbed. It really doesn't matter. But definitely 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. We invite you to at least one time today to sit and quietly think about what you really want. And the key to this exercise is to finding the thing that feels really, really good. You'll know that you have completed this exercise when you stand up and walk away feeling as though you can take on the world. If you don't get to that feeling, don't worry about it. But that's what we're aiming for here today. The feeling that you are going to have what you're wanting, that you like the idea of it, that it feels really good, that it really is jazzing you up, that it's really floating your boat, that it feels really plugged in, tapped in, tuned in to who you are. Today is not the day to think in abstract terms, in terms of this exercise. Today is the day to think about specific or general, but highly physical experiences that you are really interested in, that really, really get you rocking and rolling. Today is not a day to think about how you're going to heal the planet or fix other people or help them figure out who they are or change your life in dramatic ways. Today is the day to be thinking about very specific physical things. And it would be our suggestion, because this is a practicum on creating wealth, on creating money, that you very specifically think about the money that you're wanting. Now, if that feels like it's not going to work for you, don't try to go uphill or upstream just because it's our suggestion. In fact, if any part of this exercise feels upstream to you, just drop it completely. It may not be for you. And not every exercise in this series is going to be exactly right for you. There are 21 to choose from, so you will know which ones work for you. And part of the practicum is to get out there to try it on and to see what happens. And if you think about it and it doesn't feel right, skip it. If you get into it and it starts to feel wrong or feels like your energy is going down, walk away. The point here is not to get out there and make something happen. The point is to try on these ideas. Even if all you're doing is thinking about them, that's plenty, because you're lining up with the vibration of it. And if you cannot line up with the idea, then we would suggest that you just move on. There's never a good reason to try really hard to get any of this done. There are ample reasons to follow your own powerful flow. So in today's exercise, what we're suggesting is that as you sit in your chair for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, that you find the thing within your imagination that you are wanting to have, particularly perhaps as it regards to creating money, and feel what it feels like to have it, and imagine yourself in the throes of having it, feeling the intensity of it, feeling the deliciousness of it, feeling the inevitability of it, perhaps, feeling whatever it is about this idea that you really, really like. It could be that what you like is that it just feels easy. It could be that what you like is it feels juicy. It could be that what you like is that it feels powerful. Whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. The key here is to get to the feeling that feels really, really, really good. Not just better, but good. Today we're aiming a little bit higher. Today we're looking at things that don't just feel better, because certainly these will feel better, but things that really do feel good. And it's okay if you can't get there. It's okay if this seems to fizzle once you start looking at it. The point here is to not work the exercise in order to make something happen. The point here is to try it on and see where it goes. But do take 2 or 3 or 4 minutes to at least sit down and imagine anything that you're wanting, even if you can't get to something that just feels like the really big thing, that feels like the bonanza or the jackpot. Now, the reason that we're offering this exercise is very simple. It's the vibration and the awareness of the vibration of whatever it is that you're wanting that is significant. To know how something feels right in the moment is to actually bookmark it, to tag it, to say, this is mine. This is what I will have. Once you know what it feels like, you have lined up with having it. It's really quite simple. But most of you are not practiced in doing this because you are accustomed to approaching what you're wanting like a mountain that needs to be scaled. And what we're saying here is that you can go right to the very core of what you're wanting, the very center of it. Find the vibration of it, find the feeling of it, and then relax. Now, today we won't be talking about the relaxing part. Today we're just talking about getting into the core of it, getting into what feels like the red hot, this is the thing that I really love approach. Getting to that very powerful vibration that is at the core of ideas that truly do feel right for you. You may not feel exuberantly connected to this idea, but what we do know is that you will find something powerful there, even if it is just the realization that something that you thought you really wanted turned out to not be what you're wanting at all. That in of itself is extremely valuable. But the point here is to practice not only tapping into your imagination, but also imagining what you really want. Most of you are walking around, even knowing what you know, practicing what you practice. You're still walking around making side deals with the devil of your lesser awareness. And what we mean by that is that you tend to bargain your way into things. Well, it wouldn't be so bad if this were to happen, or it would be okay if that happened, but that's not what I really want. Now, we're not talking about that powerful stance where you stand there and you say, I'm okay with the way things are, which has the effect of loosening up the feeling that you might have that reality has you by the throat. We're talking about a more casual and not quite so conscious thing that you might have developed over time, where you sort of kind of look at life and you think, well, it's not too bad, I'm okay with it. Instead of saying, no, there's actually points of contrast here that would be helpful for me to cultivate and to use as helping sharpen my desire for what I'm wanting. when you intentionally sit down and you tap into your imagination and you imagine what you really want, that contrast will come up very fast. That's why today, the point is not to really get the exercise done, although if you do, that's fascinating and fabulous and wonderful, and you will enjoy it immensely. But the goal here is to find out what happens when you begin to imagine what you really want, or what you believe you really want, to see where that leads you. Because we think you will be quite astonished at some of the things that you thought you wanted that were really just bargains. They were really just things that were trade-offs for something else. But you won't know that until you begin to start really dealing with and interacting with your imagination in an intentional way. And today is an extension of yesterday's exercise, but going more specifically to the very core of the things that are really important to you that you really want. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.